Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
In 2016, the European Film Promotion, in collaboration with the Sydney Film Festival, launched a new initiative highlighting new works by some of the most exciting European women film directors on the contemporary scene. These films are presented in one of the festival's dedicated sections, promoting gender diversity in film. So I am pleased to be joined by two of the directors of this year's Women in Film selection. Directly from Switzerland, it's Stéphanie Schua and Véronique Raymond, whose work My Little Sister will be featured in the program. So Stéphanie and Véronique, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hello.
It's a pleasure for me to talk with you. I watched your film. I thought it was terrific, and I'm really looking forward to chatting with you about it. But first things first, this is kind of the obligatory question, I suppose, because I know that there may be some people listening to this who have not seen the film and they're not familiar with it. Would you be able to maybe say a few words about it before we start?
In one sentence, I would say it's the story of a woman who loves her brother more than her husband. But if I expand a bit more, it's a story about two twin brother sisters, and she's a brilliant author, but she stopped writing because she left Germany. She lives now in Switzerland with her husband, and her brother stayed in Germany, in Berlin, where he's a very famous actor. And he has a cancer, very aggressive cancer, and that's the reason why they go closer to each other again, because she really takes care of him and she wants him to get better and also to be able to go back on stage. And she really becomes her, I would say, soulmate. She is her soulmate, but she really wants to support her and to help her to come back to life.
All right. So, I guess I should have started with this question actually, but, we're just improvising here. So I did want to ask you about yourselves and how long you guys have known each other and how long have you been collaborating together?
We've known each other since childhood, since we are 10 years old. Which is some decades ago now. We were at school together and we became very, very good friends when we were teenagers. And we were both wanted to be actresses and were involved into theaters. So we both became actresses and always worked together, even if working with other stage directors. So we started to integrate movies in our own shows. And this really led us to be totally passionate about cinema and movie making. And then we wrote our first feature. And we also did some documentaries. And since 10 years, we are really, really active only in films and series and documentaries.
Oh, so you guys are multidisciplinary artists. You work within different forms.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. First, we were actresses. So, yeah.
In My Little Sisters, there is a theatrical element. And I did want to ask you in this film about the theatrical elements and its importance. Well, how would you explain that?
Yeah, we have really... theater roots, and we come from the stage, we have to say, really. And so it matters a lot to us. When we say an actor is alive only on stage, it's something that we can feel from our guts, because we know how it feels to be on stage, and you feel so much more alive sometimes than in your private life or professional real life. And it's very important to us to be close to this feeling. And it's also a kind of un souffle de vie, a breath of life that goes all through our movie, because theater for us, it's the la matrice. Yeah, the womb. And we wanted to have one movie talking about this womb, because it's the heart of creation. And even if we are now in the movie field, really, and writing movies and directing movies and not acting that much anymore, we have a very strong relationship with actors, and we write characters driven stories also. It's really based on acting and what you can transmit to a human being, to another human being. It's about very much people. And then it's about how you tell a story through feelings. And this is the way we are not coming from, I would say, we are not going from the aesthetic point of view and then to the feelings. We really go from the feeling to then build the story and have an aesthetic point of view then to how we want to see it. It's a kind of a process that is very connected to the acting process.
Is there any particular reason why Hamlet, especially in the first part of the film, is such a kind of an important element of the story?
Okay, yeah. Stephanie said we have seen Hamlet at the Schaubühne, and it's really the part that Lisa Edinger is playing now for so many years, and it's a very, very important role. But Hamlet is a symbol for many actors. It's the role you'd like to play once in your life. It's so difficult and it's so huge. And it's also talking about life and death and revenge. But we don't have revenge in our movie, but we have this connection between life and death. And it's interesting to have this struggle on stage, to have one actor acting Hamlet, who is also a struggling character, and we have this man struggling to be on stage, and it's we thought it's a very good play for our movie, actually, even if we had it, to be honest, kind of by chance, because Lars Eidinger was really acting this play when we decided to write this movie. So it's kind of close to reality.
Another thing I found very powerful about the film was the illness of Lars, and just in general, how it was depicted. I believe he has leukemia, right? Have you had any direct experience with that, or did you guys have to live through a similar situation in this sense?
Yes, actually, while we were starting the process of writing the movie, my mother, we got to know she had cancer, lung cancer at stage 4. And during the whole writing process, I was the kind of Lisa to my mother, Lisa character, because I was a carer for her. And I accompanied her till her passing away 10 months later. And Véronique also lost her father while we were writing the movie. But on my personal way, I was really going through accompanying someone to her death, to see her disappear in front of your eyes, because chemotherapy, radiotherapy really make people disappear. It's very impressive, even if they try to cure them. So yes, and there are some scenes that are directly taken from what we experienced, some hospital scenes. But what we tried to do, and I think it's important to say, is that there is this incredible life between the brother and the sister, and that because people who just hear us might think, oh my God, it's a cancer drama, it's dramatic, I don't want to see it. And we really were very attentive not to show too much of the illness in the movie, because Sven is wearing these wigs, and their connection is very alive. And it's important that throughout this process to death, a lot of life is brought in the relationship between the twin.
Yes, there is a lot of hope in the film, and it's also very much connected to creativity. Just to add to what Stephanie just said, they are connected through creativity. And when you are in a creative process, you are in your present. And when you are in your present, you can just forget about dying. And that's why this relationship is so strong, because when they are together, the twin sister and brother, they just invent stories, invent words.
I wondered whether the central relationship between the brother and the sister in My Little Sister may somehow be related to your own relationship with each other. After all, you did say that you have known each other since you were little and have been collaborating on several creative projects for many years.
Yes, of course. Yes, it's really, it's in this sense, it's a very personal film, because we share, Véronique and I, this incredible friendship since our childhood. It's very rare, very precious, and friendship and professional relationship. So we really have this question, as we are a twin engine process, a duo process. How would it be if one of us would be
twin engine? Tu voulais dire.
Twin engine. Yes. And how would it be if one of us would be gone? How would we live? Because we really share a unique thing that I don't share with anyone else. Even if I was creating with other people, it wouldn't be the same complicity, the same references, the same ability to catch things in the air without any words. And that's what is existing in this twin relationship, which is coming from us, basically, clearly.
That is very rare. Very rare. But another thing I wanted to ask you about the character of Lisa, I suppose we could call her the central character of the movie. But I find that the title itself sort of reflects the fact that she is kind of struggling to define herself as anything but her relationship to the other men in the film. I don't know whether that was also sort of an intentional element of the narrative.
Yes, absolutely. It's an intentional element. It's really her story, because the brother, he has a very clear, I would say, storyline. He wants to be on stage. He has a cancer. He has to fight so much in order to be able to be on stage again. And it's a very, I would say, a kind of simple storyline. The sister, it's much more complicated, because she has a family. She has a husband. She has a comfortable life in Switzerland, and she's not happy. And why is that? It's because she quit with her first, artistic aspiration, artistic skills also. She just quit with this, and she knows she has to go back to what she is deeply, even if it's difficult, because when you are an artist, you know, you are not in a comfortable position, and socially, and in for financial reasons, and for also family reasons. You just have to assume that it's not going to be easy at all. But she has to go back to what she is deeply, and her brother helps her actually, and that's why she's the Schwesterlein in the movie, is because he wants absolutely her to go back to what she was before. And this artist, this amazing writer, and he wants her absolutely to go back to her artistic creativity. And that's her way, that's her journey in our movie.
It is pretty hard to be comfortable as an artist, isn't it?
It's very hard.
Yeah. Before the interview, you told me that you had a documentary out that maybe we'll talk about on a later date more about. But I wondered whether that too influenced your work within fiction films.
Yes, it's very important, because one feeds the other. We really like and love and need to go to be connected to reality, to what people really experience. And we really notice, I think Veronica also shared this opinion, that going in real life, then when we write characters or when we, the dialogues, it's really nutrishing the writing, sorry.
Yes, I do really think that we want to create very truthful characters, and characters you can identify with. And life is the better way to just feed our creativity. But what is interesting also in our documentary is that we have very strong characters in the documentary, and some people thought we had written the script of the documentary, which is completely wrong, because it's real. But they are so strong, and they have something coming from the fiction. And maybe, yeah, the one is feeding really the other.
And just to tell you two words about the documentary, we followed during 1 year five women over 65 who are alone, meaning they have no more men in their lives, and they feel invisible to society. And so they are really heroines of the everyday life. How do they deal with that? And this movie was really hard to finance, because nobody saw them as potential characters. And what is amazing is that people who see the film now say, what incredible characters you have. So this is, for us, is really great, because they are really everyday life women you wouldn't notice in the street. They really, their big quality is that they are handling their everyday life like heroines of the quotidien, we say in French.
What is the documentary called?
Les Dames, meaning ladies in English.
I'm looking forward to seeing it, and we need to connect again to talk about it. I feel it's a very interesting one.
With pleasure.
Okay, so we have actually exceeded the time that I promised for this interview, so I am aware of that. But I want to end it in a symbolic way too, because this interview is sort of being conducted in the context of women in film. You know, I would love for you to maybe share the name of a woman filmmaker who you feel inspires you or has influenced you and in your work, in your art, in your personal life. But it doesn't even have to be a famous name, or it can even be someone we may not be familiar with.
Well, there is a movie directed by a woman that I admire, and it's Lazzaro Felice from Alice Rohrbacher. I love her sensitivity, and she's so clever and brilliant, and this movie is just amazing. It's a parable, I would say.
Parable, yeah.
Yeah, and it's so human and clever. Well, yeah, it's a beautiful movie.
I would say Jane Campion, because really I think her movies are just amazing, and the way she is in society, the way she is not playing seduction games, she's really herself. I really admire her a lot, and also Agnès Varda, who has been being in such a masculine world and who is doing such an original work and so personal and always following your own path. I admire women who follow their own path in this very masculine and hard and sexist sometimes world.
Do you think that the situation is getting better?
It's getting better because men have to do with women because of the Me Too, because everything. I would just like that they wish and not that they have to. But I feel it's a bit changing, yes. And I hope it will last.
Yeah. Me too. That's not a pun, but that pun not intended.
But I have to add that we love to work with men, Stefania and I, and we are very used to work with men and collaborate with men. And I like so much this, the relationship between men and women, and I want a world with a real balance between men and women, and not a world led by women only, or a world led by men only. It's really about connecting with each other, and it's difficult, but I really hope we can make it once.
Yeah, and of course we're talking in binary gender terms, but there are other genders, and we're respectful
of
all genders. But don't you find that men are just more obsessed with power, just naturally?
Yes, because they have the power since ever. So it's normal for them to have it. I mean, look at the world. But
I don't want to get carried away with this, because I really could, but we better stop it here.
But yeah, it's very subtle, but I have to say it's very subtle still. The whole thing.
What is subtle?
Just the power and this, and it's much more complicated, the whole thing.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.